Mike Ragland didn't move. Gallagher, you said the Paiutes had a sheet metal garage. How large? Gallagher turned squarely around. Big. Big enough for four cars, but they have sort of a workshop in one corner. A place like that costs money. I wonder what they needed it for. Seems to me a four-car garage is quite a lot for a couple of old Indians who raise a little stock and collect junk for resale. So? Could be more than meets the eye. Did you check the mileage on the van?
I did.
He flipped the pages on his notebook. 51,288 miles. Ragland's eyes went towards his car. Suddenly, he wanted to be seated in it driving back to the condo. A lot of mileage for an old couple, even with that other man around. I thought of that. Think about it some more. Are you driving back tonight? I'm spooky about this place. I want to get back where there are people. All right. Let's stop by Eden Foster's place. She's not far off your route if you're driving back to Durango. She heard you were around and asked if you'd stop by. Who is Eden Foster? Somebody to know if you live around here. She's interested and she's active, if you know what I mean. Used to teach in some Eastern university. Moved out to Santa Fe and then decided she liked it better here. So she bought out a dealer over on the highway and she sells Indian art, paintings, jewelry, and rugs. Only the best. They reached the cars. Gallagher paused, looking back towards the mesa. Ragland, I wouldn't mention those tracks if I were you. No need to get a lot of crazy rumors started. You're right, of course. And that white van? It may not have been the same one. I'd bet there's 24 white vans between here and Tamaran. And we've no evidence the man who entered your place has any connection with the one outside the cafe. If folks started putting this together, we'd have all sorts of rumors going around. Just when it was all sort of quieting down. What do you mean by that? Gallagher hesitated. There's been talk over the years. It's easy for somebody to disappear out yonder. When it happens, it always revives every old story they've ever heard. There's talk of witchcraft, too. Most of the Indians won't talk about it, but the belief is there. Most of them can point out a witch or two, but don't think it's just the Indians. Most of the whites who've lived here any length of time hesitate when you ask, and then they just shrug it off. They won't admit they believe, and maybe they don't, but they don't disbelieve either.